It's time to continue with the best of Jeff and Brian, a pre-recorded program. We're about halfway through, and we kick off part two with someone whose favorite station is WCDB Albany, and that person is Kenny.
Okay, now back to the 16-year-olds.
WCDB, you're on the air. How old are you?
Oh, 20.
Okay, Kenny, what do you want to say? You have about 25 seconds. Ready, go.
I can bring my girlfriend to the station.
When?
March 21st.
Okay.
Spring break.
March 27th.
Spring break. Keep going, Kenny. Got to come up with a better date.
Do you know when MTV's going to have a spring break?
Yeah, sure. April 4th, they're going to be in
Acapulco.
Yeah, that's it. It's the grind. It's the grind.
In Mogadishu.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Pow!
Check out those guns in the house.
Oh, I've got a head wound.
Yo, slamming blood all over. This is, what's the guy's name again?
Eric.
Yo, what's up? This is Eric. I'm so white, yet I don't want to be. Wow, check out those guns. Oh, that man, he's so skinny. Get homeboy some food. I hate the grind. That is the worst show on television. Okay, Kenny, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
I have another. I could do it in a different voice.
Okay. Ooh.
Stereo Kenny there.
Wait. Okay.
Another
do it in,
voice.
Keep going.
Okay. WCDB.
Oh, my God.
Kenny was possessed.
Kenny, what's going on?
Is your head spinning around? Oh, my God.
The many facets of Kenny's voice on the Jeff and Brian show.
Kenny, do that again. No. The other one, Kenny.
The high-pitched one.
Be quiet when he does it. Come on. It's amazing.
Oh, Kenny, can I just say something?
If he calls with that voice, we would never know.
No.
I would have never known. WCD. Do it, Kenny.
WCDB.
Man. Kenny, I've learned more about you today than ever.
He could be Barry White, this guy.
I have a song for the sports spotlight show.
No, that's Lou Rawls.
What was that?
We got it together, baby.
I have a song for the sports spotlight.
Kenny, how many fingers?
Three.
Thank you.
Yes!
In a row?
At yep. Once.
Okay.
Could they put DJ Quiet Storm on 12 p.m. on Saturday with them?
He now works at that news station, Kenny.
All of our DJs are leaving. Yeah, just joking, no. What about Quiet Storm?
Could they put them on Saturday at 12 o'clock?
Yes.
Yes?
From 12 to 5?
Yes. As long as they did it nicely.
Yes. And if they ask permission.
Because it's not in our log that we have to...
Because the station came on 5 o'clock. It's signed on here at 5 o'clock on Saturday. With some contemporary...
Hey, look. This year, DJ Rad got 1,200 on his SATs.
He's right.
Wow.
Was it DJ Rad and Vibe that you heard?
Yep.
Wow.
Those guys are good.
They were mixing for a long time.
Oh,
did they give away pizzas?
They were on one and twos.
The wheels of steel.
They had seven rappers on Arsenio Hall Monday night.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Should we see if he'll talk to the loop tape again?
Kenny, what makes you tick? What gets those wheels spinning?
What gets you upset?
A girl is with another guy.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she says she has a boyfriend.
Wow.
He can't hear us, Brian.
This is great. What's going on now? You can't hear us? Play the card again.
It's still playing, Brian.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I talked to my girlfriend last night.
Yeah.
Wow. This is great. There was a green
car. See, right now, Kenny is talking to a tape of me saying, See, what we did is we taped this. And now we're just playing it.
And the tape never stops.
It doesn't?
No.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. So Kenny will just keep talking to this.
Let's see if he repeats.
Do you know Sir Woffer?
Wow.
Do you know Sir Woffer? There's going to be a boat ride on the Hudson River.
This is so mean.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I think I'm 11 o'clock.
This is so mean. We have hit a low point. This is just the meanest.
It wasn't my idea.
Did you guys do this last week?
Yeah, but it didn't work.
But Jeff didn't didn't want to wait and see.
This is incredible.
The Spanish guy and my parents.
What was that?
This is great. This is great.
And the Spanish guy and went to New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just tell me when.
Let's observe with Kenny and see how long he'll go.
After six.
Yes.
Wow.
I was listening.
This is great. This could possibly be the funniest moment.
Let's talk about something in the news.
Next week we won't show up at all.
Okay. Okay, here's a story about a cat. Here, listen to this, people.
Wow.
Okay,
I have it so that Kenny's hearing the tape, but we're not hearing him or the tape.
Okay, so he'll just keep going. This is great.
So we'll come back.
You're on the phone. If don't call up now because Kenny's on our phone line. But I will do this story. It must have been a lovely scene. Picture John Hine taking a Sunday stroll with his two golden retrievers near the English town of Tetsworth. They cross a secluded field. Cows are grazing nearby. Watch out for those cows. An ambulance worker figures the cows were being protective of the calves in the field. He says the cows knocked Hine to the ground, breaking his leg and Bradley bruising his chest. Hine couldn't move, but luckily he was carrying a cellular phone and he called for help. It's incredible. His dogs barked to help paramedics find him. And paramedics called for a police helicopter to bring him to the hospital.
I'll see you guys
this
in hell.
It wasn't my idea.
This is such a stupid story. Because, the Associated Press put this story in to, try and be, one of these human interest stories. But it's such garbage. There's, basically... Oh.
Brian, wait.
Come on, pot him up, pot him up.
Friday morning. And,
go ahead, I'm listening.
This is classic.
This is so great.
They mix on a turntable.
It's been easily 3 minutes.
And Omar Robinson is on from 9 to 3 a.m. and they play back from 9 to 3 on Saturday night.
What was that?
I say we make this a part of our permanent phone hookup.
This is really incredible.
I'm thinking we should give Kenny a special line to call up.
Yeah.
And say this is we'll get you on the air and we'll just send him off on his little merry way.
Because
the only problem is now he's using up our phone.
Yeah, you want to tell him now? Let's end this.
No, we don't tell him.
No, don't tell him.
We can't tell him.
Why? No. Just we'll go switch over.
Yeah, we got
to
switch
live.
Back to live.
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, 96.7 is our
Zuckers. Yo, why are you talking about other radio stations, Kenny? We were doing so well there. We were talking about, trips down to the city. We were talking about other,
shows on this station.
Kenny, do you like gladiator movies?
Nope.
Do you like it when the dog jumps on your leg and starts rubbing against it?
Oh, God.
No, and I'm Alaska. It gets up to 79 degrees.
Uh-oh, I think Kenny's now gotten onto the Weather Channel.
Smooth. As they had in a said named Kojak to make on my head.
Who loves you, baby?
Sounds like a rap.
Keeps going.
The Grand Poober.
Poober? Did he say Grand Poober?
Yep.
Who's the Grand Poober?
My one-year-old nephew had a Grand Poober this afternoon, and I had to leave the room.
Oh, it's Grandy, Pooba.
So that's Grand Pooba, not Grand Poober.
Yep.
Grand Pooba.
Kenny, when was the last time you took a Grand Poober?
Brian, how old were you when your poopers came in, Brian?
Oh, I'm still waiting for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
All they could do is call.
WCDB, you are on the air.
Yo, I got a poem for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me hear it.
All right. Roses are red, violets
are blue.
You guys suck. Get off the radio, huh?
I don't think it rhymes.
So what do you think, huh?
You're so stupid, that didn't even rhyme.
That's art, man.
If you can come up with something that rhymes, then I'll give you respect. But radio and blue do not rhyme.
All right. Let me... Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
No,
you guys, we are here. Where are you?
You guys are like idiots. You guys are chumps.
Where are you from? Brooklyn?
You hassle... That rhymes with blue. Roses are red. Violets are blue. You guys suck.
Goodbye. What an idiot. All righty. So,
some people just have nothing better to do with their time.
You're listening to the best of Jeff and Brian. This is mediocre DJ Shim Joe. Oh, yeah. And the most interesting fact about that last call was that was Mike, the very same Mike who would later join the Jeff and Brian show and who will be continuing this fine talk show tradition into the future here on WCDB. Mike's co-host will be Paul, and this is Paul's first appearance on the Jeff and Brian show.
So Brian no longer hosts the show. It's now co-hosted by Paul.
Paul? Hello, Paul?
Hi. How's it going?
This is Paul, our new co-host.
Hey,
it is now the Jeff and Paul show.
Cool.
Wahoo.
Wahoo.
Sounds good.
Jeff and Paul.
Oh. So how are things going with you? How do you feel about the situation in Rwanda?
Beautiful. Everything is just beautiful.
And Yemen?
Oh, it's wonderful there too.
How's Bill Clinton's performance?
I don't know. I think Hillary still got her hand up his back.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Brian?
No.
No, it's Paul.
Yeah, it's
Paul is still
remember?
Here.
Paul.
Yeah. Paul.
How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure.
So how do you feel taking Brian's position?
It's only temporary. He needed a nicotine fix.
What?
He needed a nicotine fix. It's only temporary.
I see.
Yeah.
So he's just out smoking a butt right now.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's like out-of-body experience.
Out-of-station experience.
Definitely.
Brian told me that he was supposed to just, like, it was going to be like... Paul is just going to say, and see if anyone noticed.
And that was it.
If only Kenny had called, then it would have worked beautifully.
So what's the topic of the show tonight, Paul? We don't have topics.
We don't do that topic thing anymore.
Not at all.
No, it's all up to you, pal.
You take it.
It's all you.
We started with a Mother's Day motif.
Oh, yeah, did you call your mom?
I just want to tell you something that I found out tonight that kind of riveted me in a little bit.
Okay.
Ooh, that could be painful.
I was...
Yemen. You want to talk about Yemen?
No.
No, but you do.
I really do, Joe.
It's your new thing.
I want to talk about Yemen.
What is Yemen?
Yemen, it's a country on the...
You've never had Yemen? Paul's never had Yemen.
Is that like tofu-y?
Yeah. It's really good, Paul. You should try it. Maybe you could go out with one of the listeners and get some Yemen.
All right, win a chance to go out with Paul and get some Yemen.
Send your entries to Have Yemen with Paul. WCDB, Campus Center 316.
It's so silly, but when you say Yemen
1400 Washington Avenue, Albany, New York, 1222.
Brian, can you tilt your microphone so you're really talking into it?
Yemen.
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 Thank you.
Yemen.
Yemen.
L.
Yemen.
Yemen. Yeah, that's our new one. Yemen.
Paul, do you have any idea what Yemen is?
A place?
He knows it's a place.
In fact, if you can find the article, it should have... Stop that.
In fact,
you should have a printed article about Yemen somewhere there, Paul.
I'm looking.
Brian, I thought you
I've got an article
smoking.
About measles.
Come on, Shara was going to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Brian, I thought you gave up smoking. You're like Hackman for a week, and you're like, that's it, I'm quitting.
I've really cut down.
He's had Hackman fever.
I've cut down. I'm now doing it down like about a hack.
That's not me.
That's me, Brian. I wanted to make your life hell.
I'm down to about a half a pack a day.
Oh,
is this thing on?
Yes.
So wait, where is Yemen?
I believe it is on the southern central tip Avenue of the Middle East.
So recently, Yemen fell into a river, got wet, and cried.
I can't take this anymore.
Ah, this is too good.
I can't take it anymore on WCDB all day.
Will you tell me a story about
I don't know. Was that valid?
Yes.
Damn, good one, Joe. Definitely good.
I haven't gotten one in a long time.
Is it a game to get the most in?
If that's not a
quote. It's the point of life!
If that's not a quote, I don't know what is, but that's another story.
Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. L.
Yemen.
This is so funny. It's like every gag that we've done the whole night is now coming up to a head. Kahani.
Hey, my cousin, my one-year-old cousin came up last week.
To a head?
A grand boober.
We can't top this, so maybe we should just end the show now.
Oh, it's over. It's over. We're down for the count.
So that's the thing, because now anything we do would just, like, lower the show. It's already ruining the show.
Somebody
right now
will just say Yemen, and we'll all just start laughing.
Yemen!
Sounded terribly affected.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Shara?
Did you ever?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
How's school? Classes?
She told you
I don't go to school.
I was this close to having to grab that red button over there.
Brian?
Yes, how's your mother doing? Did you say Happy Mother's Day, or have we already gone over this?
No, we have.
What year are you?
So, Shara, do you want to have some Yemen with Paul?
Are
you going to send in your entry?
You want some Yemen meringue pie?
Yes. Yemen Fest 94.
Sure.
And this one time, I got really drunk. I went home with this girl, and I got the AIDS virus.
Are
you
serious?
No.
It's a public service announcement that we have here at the station.
Here, I'm going to look for it.
Get high, get stupid, get AIDS.
Drugs hurt the scene. Please come clean.
Where'd you get that one from?
Drugs
hurt the scene. Please come clean.
I got it from this flyer.
That's something that, like, your parents tell you when you're about 13. They're like, don't do drugs. Meanwhile, you're like, Mom, back in the 70s, you were a hippie. You smoked more reefer than, like, Bob Marley ever did.
And they told me this, and I was like, you guys did that? See, at that point in time, it's like you don't even believe that your parents even have sex, because they're just, like, these two entities who could never do anything.
Exactly. No, it's not that they can't do anything. It's just that you think of them as such, like, holy figures.
Exactly.
That anything that would be, might be construed as wrong or sexual or anything like that, your parents are above it all.
Yes.
Until that one day when you're 5 and, you know, your parents have got their door locked and somehow you manage to open it and you walk in and there's your mom and your dad and you think they're fighting, but they're really not.
Ew! And Joe?
Yeah.
Put your hand on the dump button. I'm going to curse.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Did you dump it?
No, not yet. Now I did.
Yes.
Paul is jacking in here.
That heals up like in 5 minutes.
I don't know, man. No jacking stories, please.
He just jacked in here.
Who, what?
Paul just jacked in here.
How could he just jack in the...
He came in here with headphones in his hand and jacked. Right into the board. Right in the friggin' board.
Suspend him. I want him suspended now.
I can't. It was a moment.
Does it look like the ready whip in the wastebasket?
Oh, God.
We're being too inside.
It can be cleaned up, can it? Have we ruined the production board?
Now I walk down this hallway.
Circles around me.
I don't get the point of this show.
There really isn't a point tonight. Tonight we're totally freestyling.
What's the stupidest thing you ever did when you were high?
I was drunk and I did this dance like a duck.
One time I tripped and I had to grab hold of this tablecloth and
catch this. I put a pair of undershorts on my head.
I went home with some guy.
Yeah.
We didn't think about being careful. And I got the
Jeff and Brian
virus.
Getting high has never been funny, and now it can be deadly serious.
Get high.
Get stupid.
Get Jeff and Brian.
A public service message from the National Institute on
Quality Talk Shows
and the
Humor
Council.
Whatever happened to those pink snowballs?
What's that?
Remember the ones that Hostess used to make?
Ooh.
Those were good.
No, they had too much coconut.
Ew, those are gross.
They're
Mike,
very
what did
sweet.
You do with them? Mike, what did you used to do with them?
There's a lot of things you could do with them. You could take the marshmallow off, and you could make like a parachute out of the marshmallow part because it stayed together. See?
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
That's right.
How old are you?
And they make good breast implants. It's true. It's true. You laugh. Forget silicone, man. Hostess. Man. And then, like, with the cupcake part of it, you can blow all the cream out. You can make it spurt.
How old are you?
Make
guys?
It shoot out. Explode.
Mentally or
burst?
Or chronologically?
No, he's not saying he does it now. He's just saying he used to do it.
Ew. How old are you guys?
30.
12.
For real?
19.
No, 19.
Oh. How could you forget your baby?
We don't know.
Well, Robert Gaito did. G-A-I-T-O. I'm sure his name would be in any local phone book.
G-A-I-T-O.
This happened in Albany.
No,
G-A-I-T-O and Gaito was his name.
I knew that was mad. You must be making somebody angry.
We're probably making Robert Gaito a little perturbed.
Oh, man. So,
my lord.
He was arrested.
Yes.
For charged with negligent homicide, as I recall.
Yes.
Criminally.
No, for not spraying the car with Pam.
That's pretty
what do you
terrible.
Think?
Oh.
Sorry.
Joe kind of had that look on his face of, hey, come on, like, that was anywhere near as bad as anything you guys have said.
Don't do it, Joe.
I'll get you. One day I'll come for you all.
You already did. You know what? I'm starting to twitch because I had dinner at your house.
Hey, that's the last time you get a chicken cutlet with some...
It may be.
You know what I'm...
Isn't it odd that Kelly's on the phone with
you? All right there, Giuseppe.
Oh, hello?
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 Lady.
Sorry.
Wait a second, did I just hear Kevin?
No.
Did you just do Kevin? Did you just do a Kevin impersonation?
Yeah. It's a
wait a second. No. Get some headphones.
Huh?
Quick, grab your headphones.
Me?
Anna does a killing Kevin impersonation.
No, Heather does it better, but...
Oh, Heather?
Yeah. No.
Someone do a Kevin impersonation.
Let me do it. Ready?
Yeah.
You got your tape rolling?
Yeah.
Hello?
That is so incredible.
Wait, I can do the other one, too.
Hold up. Andrew's got to hear this. Yeah. Quick, grab the headphones and listen to this Kevin impersonation.
You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
That's so incredible.
Oh. You want to know what I discovered this week?
A cure for cancer?
LSD?
America?
No, not quite. But nice try. No, listen. I was cleaning my room and I found my old...
I like how we all had an answer.
Yeah, we did.
Let her speak. You were cleaning up your room.
I was cleaning up my room and I found my old speaking spell. And I turned it on, and they've got, like, this game where you guess the mystery word.
Did you call E.T.'s home planet?
No, I couldn't get the hookup to work. But the letter L.
You probably didn't have the right size saw blade.
No, that's probably the problem. But the voice of Speak and Spell is the same voice as Brian. Like, the way that says L and stuff, I just thought, oh, my gosh, that's Brian's voice. Exactly.
How did we know that?
Brian, I'm impressed. You didn't tell me you were so famous.
I wanted to keep it a secret. I didn't want you guys to know.
What about words that end in ing? Does it do anything with them?
Stop it! People make fun of the way I speak.
The way you are speaking.
C-D-B-D. All the bloody.
That's not part of it. It's
okay.
Damn. Well, that was my interesting discovery, and I was very excited.
Just don't tell too many of your friends.
Okay.
Try and keep it a secret.
Okay.
What's that pay, Brian?
Do you get royalty?
You see, no, what happened was...
Every time somebody uses a speaking spell.
Since I was underage at the time, most of the money went to a trust fund, which my parents felt free to raid and, well... They had a couple paid vacations to, Bermuda, and pretty much I got, a new pair of, like, overalls when I was
your
seven.
Your parents went to Bermuda, and all you got was this lousy T-shirt.
Oh. Do you admit that you sound like Speak and Spell yet?
All right. Do you have it with you right now?
Right here.
Put the thing up to the phone and hit L.
Okay.
And I will...
L.
L. L. L.
Well, is it similar?
You know, I gotta say, Brian, if you get like, if you keep smoking and you get like one of those tracheotomy type things, that's exactly what you'd sound like.
The
question is, which voice is sexier, Brian or the speaking spoon?
That's the question. Okay.
I think, no, that's
Shara, whose voice is sexier? Me, Brian, the ultimate DJ, or that cheap machine they call the speaking spell?
You.
But she reigns supreme.
But she had to think about it.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
It's the aquarium dude.
You've got to get on a better phone.
Okay. How about?
Okay.
Ow!
Is that so much better?
No, that's still horrible.
What's with the reverb?
What are you talking into?
What am I talking into?
Yeah.
Like a big satellite dish.
What are you talking out of?
His butt.
I
had to do it. Had to do it, Joe. All right, man, thanks for calling up.
Oh, no, wait
a second.
What do you have to say?
I have a top 10 list for Brian to be happy about.
Uh-huh.
Top 10 reasons for Brian to be happy?
Yeah.
Number 10, I have the worst phone connection in the world.
I would entertain it and give him a chance.
Okay, let's hear him.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, it's just the worst phone connection in the world, man.
All right, I believe you. Go
for
it. All
right, go quickly. Maybe we can...
Number 10.
Wings, chicken, and other fine poultry byproducts.
I can't understand him.
He said...
Wings, something, and other
fine poultry byproducts.
Okay, number 9.
Last week's show. It was really cool.
Okay. Last week's show was really cool.
I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Number 8.
Jeff and Brian now have a theme song.
Number 7.
Kurt Cobain.
Is dead. I guess that might be something to be happy about.
Number 6.
Access to the minds of thousands.
Thousands.
What for the minds of thousands?
Access to the minds of thousands.
I thought he said abscess.
What was that? Number 5.
Amanda, Twitch Boy, and
Hackman. Twitch Boy,
okay.
Number 4.
All right, this is really cheering me up. Number 4.
Jeff and Brian get much respect from
CD
Albany.
Cool. Number... I just think number 1 is going to be fight, but keep going. Number 3.
Oral sex, cannabis, and drugs.
Something about oral sex.
Well, if we couldn't understand it, the FCC can't.
Number 2.
Number 2.
You did write 10 of them.
Number 2 is the fact that I used the bleep to call you guys. I recorded it.
Yeah. You see, Joe?
What?
That's why the connection's so bad.
He actually used our little bleep.
See, that's what happens when you try and the New York Telephone 9X people give you a bad reception when you use that little beep. And what's the number 1 reason why I should be happy?
Okay, ready?
Ow.
Ow.
Brian?
Sir?
Okay.
Sir?
It, man.
Sir, I love you.
Bye, man.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Brian, that man loves you.
And I love that man.
Oh.
So, Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm actually very, very good.
Really?
How's your mom?
My mom's very good.
Did
we
you
took
say
her to dinner tonight.
You took her out for dinner? Where did you take her?
We went to Carmela's.
Ooh, nice place.
Yeah, and I bought her...
I like that place.
I bought her an ice cream cake from Friendly's. I didn't make it myself. I just personalized it myself.
Oh, how did you personalize it?
She probably put Happy Mother's Day on it.
Yeah.
Yep, with a little flower. Yep. Yeah.
Joe, would you mind if I lifted the board in here?
For what?
I don't know. I just feel like doing it.
You can't do
because,
it.
Because Paul jacked in there. You got to do something with the board.
You can't do it right, Brian, without hurting something.
But I've got this... Okay, forget about lifting.
I have an embarrassing story to tell.
Tell us.
Do you have a cousin who got wet and cried?
And then you want to yell at Jeff?
No, I have
Do you want to yell at me?
Hold up. Let her tell her story. If it's embarrassing, I want to hear it.
I have a cousin who shoved peanuts up her nose, but that's not true.
Peanuts.
I just wanted to make sure that was peanuts.
She said peanuts.
Peanuts.
Because I've seen a movie where it was the other thing, and let me tell you, it's not a pretty sight.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
When I was about 3 years old, my mom took me grocery shopping.
Okay.
It's a very short story. It's probably not even that embarrassing. And because I was only 3, and I apparently discerned the difference between boys and girls. And I proceeded to announce...
Have you decided the difference between boys and girls yet?
No.
Chef, that's rude.
I
keep going.
I proceeded to announce to the entire supermarket, actually, the difference between boys and girls by screaming out that boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. My mom was embarrassed.
Well,
I
when, wasn't embarrassed. When little kids make this discovery, they usually, you know...
It's a pretty big thing.
Yes, and they just like to bring it up
actually,
in
conversation. Actually, no, when you're that young, it is not a big thing. It's actually a pretty small... At the age
well, I don't know about you, Jeff, but for me it was a big thing.
I hope you're going from memory, Jeff.
Men are such pigs. Good Lord.
Why?
But she also told me of the first breakfast I ever made her for Mother's Day. When
Which
I was four, I made her cold tea and elf witch cookies.
And you put it in her nose.
No, I served it to her in bed.
Oh, ooh. Did you?
Come on, everyone here thought of it. Everyone in this station thought the same thing I did.
No,
it was just that I did it first.
She was a young child.
Hey.
Yes?
All of you.
Yes?
Either A, need to spend some quality time with your left or right hand, or with another person.
That's the problem. I think I'm spending too much time with my left or right hand.
I've been jacking into the balloon.
Put this that letter down.
This show just got really gross,
Al.
I don't want to know. Actually,
and
I didn't
now,
even hear the beginning
the
of it,
number one song.
Good. The beginning of it was not really good.
I was talking to someone.
Who are you talking to? Scott?
You know him.
Who? You know him as Scott.
No, you don't. It's not Scott. Oh,
who?
I just don't want to even remember.
Who was it?
I
mean,
say his name and we'll dump it.
Yeah, say his name and we'll dump it.
I don't care if it's Jeremy.
Oh, Jeff was there. Jeff wouldn't hang up on us.
Well,
Jeff's a little more courteous.
You want to know something? Jeff's not here.
Well, we'll just have to call back.
Yeah, well, we got this on tape. I'm sending it in to Jeff, and he's going to listen to what you guys are doing.
Good.
Yes.
I'm sure Joe wants it. I'm sure Joe likes me.
Joe loves you.
Joe just flipped the switch.
Yeah!
Wow, all right.
Oh, over-modulation.
That's the Joe that I've been looking for the past 5 minutes. As I'm sitting there going,
I'm waiting for you to be like more abrupt, and you just wouldn't.
Oh man!
It.
Next time when I say thanks for calling,
then
you're anti-American.
Am I anti-American? I don't know.
Hi, anti-American. How's Uncle Sam?
And Uncle Sam wants.
I don't know.
You're
confusing me,
Sorry.
Anyway.
Ah, what fun we had with those goofy little non sequiturs. Well, tearfully, a couple of weeks ago, I parted with the Jeff and Brian show and turned the dials and controls and other technical gadgetry over to DJ Al, who took over with flying colors.
Al, my mic is not up enough.
Neither is mine.
Shut up.
Our levels suck. People can't hear us.
Ow.
Our levels suck.
Bull.
Ow.
That's bull.
Ow.
You turn it up on your thing.
They're
you can
arguing.
Hear, I can Ow. Hear you fine.
That's not in my contract.
You're coming in Ow. Fine over the air.
Ow. I hear Mike's voice about 30 times louder than mine.
And I hear everybody
That's
else.
Because you guys were there futzing around and didn't
futzing.
Do a proper
he said
mic
futzing.
Check.
No.
Futzing.
Nobody asked me to do a mic check. If somebody said, Jeff, could you do a mic check?
Let's
I would have been out
Jeff
here.
And Futs, Brian
man.
In their
Futs.
Natural habitat.
This is outrageous.
You're outrageous.
This is
quit
futzing nuts.
You're a bunch of...
Just fix my mic.
All right. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, God. All right.
He wasn't even going to give us a topic.
So how about those Knicks?
Oh, I can't hear anybody. Is Joe there?
No.
Where's Joe?
Joe's
not here.
Where is the
You can hear us.
Ow.
See, if Joe was there, this wouldn't be happening.
Who is this?
I want Joe.
Can you hear me?
Who's going to hold? Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, he can hear
but
us.
You're not Joe.
No, Joe's not here.
Joe's been taken away.
Joe got a life.
Oh.
Who are you, sir?
A listener.
Okay.
All right.
Wait a second. Say that again.
A listener.
No, say it in your
I
normal
know,
voice.
Familiar.
You're a listener.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I think
I'm a fan of the show.
Okay.
Is it Jim?
Yeah.
Oh, we knew it. How's it going,
man?
Yeah,
but Jim would know that Joe's not here.
I know that Joe's not there.
Then why are you asking if Joe's... Where's Joe?
Because I'm sure there are other people who are concerned and want to know. Inquiring.
Right, so it doesn't have the same intonation as
no.
Jim.
No, that is not Jim.
Jim.
Okay, it's
no.
a different Jim.
Maybe we could send, like, electroshocks to the phone.
Yes.
And...
You're very faint.
I'm very
faint. I've got my finger in my ear.
Oh, I see what you... Okay. Well, we'd like to... What's on your mind, sir?
What?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Besides
the voice
Joe.
Of reason.
Okay, what do you want to say?
The voice of reason.
Reason with us.
Oh, I'm not the voice of reason.
Oh.
Do you have anything to say?
Joel is the voice of reason.
Joe's not here.
Have you ever listened to the show on tape?
Joe's run away with Cat Stevens, man. They're out in Bangladesh. It's true, man. You think I'm lying.
His name is Mahambo Ijibal.
See?
He's born again.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. He won't look at cows now.
He won't look at cows.
No, it's very bad.
But you know something, he has supported the death threats that have been made against Al.
Yes.
Oh, I see. But see, every time I listen to the show, I hear you guys talking.
That's something we do on the show.
Right. Very good.
Yes.
And then Joe will throw in a comment here or there that's almost exactly what I'm thinking.
Oh, I see. So you feel a certain bond with Joe.
You have connection. A connection with the man.
Okay. I've lost my connection.
Your soulmate, so to speak. If you go to Bangladesh, you could catch him, man.
But I want to be able to continue to listen, so how are you going to make it up to me?
Well, what are you thinking?
You got tapes?
Yeah, I got some tapes.
Oh, come on.
Well, this is weird. This is really kinky, man.
Look, this guy's
really into Joe, man.
Well, it doesn't have to be Joe. Maybe someone else can be the voice of reason.
I can be the voice of reason.
You can be the voice of reason in training.
Yes, train me.
I can't do it.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell
you.
It's
got to come naturally.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what the qualifications are.
What are the qualifications?
Well, I'm not really sure, but...
I think intelligence.
Oh,
and
man, I've already
Joe
lost.
Joe is definitely intelligent, that's
yes.
for sure.
Yes,
yeah,
that
we knew
he
that.
Is. Yes.
But I would say, he just had this way of saying something very calmly. Hello.
Brian?
Huh?
Brian.
Being punished?
You got to lower that, Al. Lower the phone.
You're feeding
okay,
back.
Okay, and he's not anymore.
My question
I'm not
is,
hungry.
Who
don't
is this that
me.
We're talking to?
What?
Some guy named Jim.
Jim.
We don't, oh, okay.
I don't like feedback.
And he likes Joe,
but he knows about radio.
You think we like feedback? Do you think it's something that we want?
Can you hear us better?
Yeah, not really. My finger's starting to hurt. I should put a banana in my ear.
Yeah, yes. Whatever.
Should never yes. stick anything
okay.
in your ear other than a Q-tip.
Well, what I was trying
you
to say...
You even shouldn't stick them in your ear, man. I'm sorry.
What I was trying to say was that... I just need someone to every once in a while throw out some kind of subliminal comment. You know what I mean? You ever hear how Joe did that?
Mm. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
In a calm voice. Mm. I missed that.
I'll be calm.
Well, as much
the opinions
as...
expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the students...
Is this good enough?
That's a 20-minute delay.
...or the staff and management of WCDB Albany.
Look, she sounds evil.
You don't know.
She was evil. She got me suspended.
Is she gone?
My mic is so low.
She's gone with Joe, man. They're in Bangladesh.
Why is it?
They're so upset. This is just ridiculous. But listen.
Yeah.
Explain to us.
No, we're...
Yeah, Jeff.
Subliminal messages.
Yeah, we're going to have to move on.
Oh, you don't like my call.
We're insulted, man.
I believe that you have the capacity.
No, we're pained.
Well, look, I know exactly what you want, and I know what you're asking for, and... Believe me, we will try, but none of us is Joe.
I will be happy with that. It doesn't have to be Joe.
Okay, we will try, but don't expect it. Don't expect too much from us, because we'll just disappoint you, man.
Well, I'm glad
don't
the show is still
that.
On.
Well, so are we.
So really thank happy. You, man.
Well, I'll be
thank
listening.
You.
Thank
Great.
You very much. We're
Thanks.
Moving
thank
on.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Oh.
What important topic do you want to talk about tonight?
The violence in Schenectady.
There's
the
a lot
violence.
Of it.
You know, the cellos were really good this
oh,
year.
Oh, Joe! What? Never mind, Joe made a bad pun.
Oh.
that's the voice of reason that we love so much.
That guy was an idiot last week.
What guy?
Oh, no.
The guy
that
who
guy...
called Joe the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Why was he an idiot?
Because.
Who was that?
Some guy.
Some guy.
He just called up and said, you know, Al, you know, you're doing a really good job, but we miss Joe.
Oh, okay.
He's
yeah, talking about
reason.
Some voice of reason.
Well, you know, there's a reason for that.
Oh, Joe! Joe, you're...
Okay, this is Joe, and you're listening to the best of Jeff and Brian, and I just wanted to say that that person last week, which we just heard, was not an idiot. Obviously, he was very intelligent, and we included that call not only because it's me who's producing this special, but because it was very funny. So let's move on with the best of Jeff and Brian.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Yeah, is Mike there?
No,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, Mike, I got a question. Well, actually, two questions.
What?
First, do you think hacky sack should be included in, like, the 1996 Olympics?
Yes, it should.
You should?
I don't care. What? Yeah, sure.
The second question is, how many members of Fanbelt
hacky
sack?
Ah, stop with this crap!
WCDB.
They're
going
to kill me. You don't understand. They're going to kill me.
I got a joke for you.
WCDB, you're on the air.
How old are you?
How old am I?
How old are you?
10.
Lower Jeff. 10.
Jeff, Jeff will take care of her. No, no. That is way below my limit there.
No, it's
way
fine.
Below my limit. She's dead.
Hello, little girl.
Oh. All right. I sit and thought, very deep thoughts. Thoughts that I can see from the present situation. With these thoughts, my mind is altered and my personality tuned slightly off key. Do thoughts create the man or does man create the thoughts? Keeping these thoughts in mind, I view things in a different light, a light too bright to ignore. Is this light a beacon or is it just a thought? Do thoughts create the light or do light... Wow, man, I'm messing up here, but anyway.
Is this Reggie? Reggie nah. Gaines?
Nah, you don't know me, man.
All right, sorry.
Do thoughts create the light or do thoughts emit from this light? My thoughts are laid before your eyes. Do my thoughts become your thoughts or do your thoughts emit from my thoughts? Think about it. Can you have a thought about thoughts at the same time these thoughts are present, or would it be all one thought or maybe even no thought at all?
I thought, put it down.
Could this bring us to believe that thoughts are instinctive or do we think thoughts are instinctive?
Oh, I say we change the topic. I got some jokes.
All right. No cursing.
No cursing? You got down for some jokes?
Yes.
Don't cut me off if you don't find the first one funny.
I won't cut you off, but if it's a stupid joke, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, if you curse,
tell
we're going to cut you
All
off.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Ask me if I'm a tree.
Are you a tree?
No.
That was good. I like that. That was clever because he's not a tree. Okay, we're waiting.
Greg's going to start doing a weekly report from his fiscal lovin's. Lovin' Center. I helped him build in his basement.
From his fistol?
No, disco.
Disco Lovin' Center.
I thought he said his fistol Lovin' Center.
That would
center.
Be cool.
Like, whoa!
Could we visit that?
Yeah. If you really wanted to, I'm sure you could.
I'll wear boxers that day.
Oh, Brian!
Oh, yeah! I haven't done this show in 2 weeks.
Oh, hey, yeah!
Kevin, how big is your fist? That was good. How big's your fist, Kevin?
I don't know. I haven't measured.
All right.
Huh?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, we'll measure it for
Does
you.
Does it make people scream?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, are you blank? I've asked 30 girls out, and all of them have turned me down. How would I know if it would make people scream?
You know what, Kevin? Good comment, man.
Nice.
Good
nice,
comment.
Nice.
Come on, dude.
Retort,
come
on. Man.
Definitely good, man.
Oh.
Yo, listen, Amanda. Amanda, do you like... How could
whoa,
you
whoa,
like...
Whoa, do you like...
How do you know what religion crime? Amanda is?
Oh, God.
What is this
Listen,
crap?
Amanda,
Jew like?
Amanda.
What about the Jew?
Amanda?
What about the Jew?
Oh. I've been there the last 4 days.
Been
You've
where?
Been bowling a lot.
Sunset
Brian.
Lanes.
You have?
I've gone the last 4 days. I'm completely addicted to it.
Are you going tomorrow?
No, I don't want to go.
He has to settle down.
I've got to calm down. I've played 15
bowling.
Games.
All I
do is just play
bowling. All he does is bowl.
I'm not good at it.
Oh,
he's even stopped masturbating because he's bowling so
Ew.
Much.
Oh, come on, guys. You know that makes me sick.
I'm sorry.
I no longer probe myself.
Ew, God,
oh,
stop.
Man.
but
it's so much fun to hear you go, ooh.
That's why we do it, because we know that we want to hear you go, ew.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
What do you mean, who's this?
You're
on the air. Talk to us.
You've called the Jeff and Brian Show. You are talking to Jeff and Brian and Alan Mike.
Hey, Jeff. Hold on a minute.
This kid's confused.
He's turning down his radio.
Hello?
Turn down.
Hello?
Hello?
Turn
yes.
down your radio.
They did.
What?
Talk to us. Talk to us.
Hi.
Turn down your brain.
Turn down my brain? The hell?
What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, how old are you?
12.
Congratulations.
Yes. I don't believe this.
When are you turning 13, Matt?
February.
Wow. So you just turned 12 recently. You're about 12 and a half, would you say?
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is this what this show has come to?
Yes.
Giggling preteens! Giggling preteens!
I stay up to do this show.
Late.
While so I can entertain 12-year-olds. Nothing against you.
This is not Joyous Fun School. This is the Jeff and Brian Show
Reading
on WCDB
Rainbow.
Albany. This is college radio.
You shouldn't even be listening to
this
radio
show.
This
is not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yo,
WCDB, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
How you guys doing?
All right, how are you doing, Mary?
Pretty good. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
I want to talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about... All right, what do you want to talk about?
Don't just say talk about sex. I mean, you want to know specifics? We'll tell you specifics.
Yeah, I want to know specifics.
Why?
Specifics
what do you
want to
know? Why?
One at a time. One at a time.
All right. What can a woman do that would really sexually turn you guys on?
Oh.
Show up.
Ow!
Oh!
Ow!
Listen, man. Whenever we have a phone call that I want to talk about, within seconds you're like, let's move on. Okay, but when it's a phone call you want to
talk
about.
Come on, man. We got a 5-minute rule going here.
No. When Amanda calls up, you're on the phone with her for like a half an hour
That's
talking
not
about
true.
A choral concert. Okay? Here's something about, like, Kelly is like...
And they're in the same room, too, so they can, like,
oh,
punch
on.
Each other
like,
and everything.
Look,
yeah,
no, nobody really wants to know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the only people
Jeff
who want to know...
first on-air
disagreement. Does anybody want to know about...
The only people who want to know about Kelly...
Time?
The only people who want to know about Kelly and Jeremy happens to be... Oh, Brian!
What are you talking about?
No, I want to know about Kelly and Jeremy.
He wants to know about it. Joe wants to know about it. Steve wants to know about it. I'm sure people... Listen... I know enough people that I think that this is something that people are interested in.
I think
Kelly's been calling us up for how long during the show saying, oh, I'm a lesbian, oh, I love girls. Now suddenly, oh, she's
sometimes
a
on the Jeff and Brian show,
boyfriend.
They disagree when they're just kidding around, but this time I distinctly see that they're not kidding around.
I think it's time to maybe take another call.
But if they made a movie about it, Jeff, you'd love it.
Well,
yeah.
Fine.
Can we talk about movies?
No. This is really pissing me off because, like, we actually have something that I want to talk about, and you're just like, no.
This is silly. This is a silly conversation that nobody really wants to talk about.
Jeff and Brian will be on the air this summer, but at the end of the fall, at the end of the summer, they will not be doing the show anymore.
Exactly, and we
this
need
is something interesting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's Kelly and Jeremy. How
interesting.
Oh,
so whenever
is that?
You don't want to talk about something, fine. You know,
yes.
Like, just end it. This
yes,
is not
let's
your
end
show.
It.
Listen, I don't want to, like, sit here and pull rank on you. I've been doing this talk show longer than you have. And you think I would know more about what's going on, all right?
Remember
I don't think
those
you never took
still?
Calls with anybody
yeah.
else.
They're, like, lit up steady.
Like,
I know it's, like,
do you think
I
anybody else out
interested.
There really cares about
I know.
Kelly and Jeremy?
I've been doing this talk show for almost 2 years
Who
now.
Cares?
I wish there was
Who
a
cares?
Way that
and
we could, like, talk
to you last year.
That's because we were on early in the morning. Nobody was listening.
This is, like, not... Being, this is not a put-on.
No, it's not.
No,
and
not.
I really want to move
really
on.
Pissed.
No, it's time to actually move on to another topic.
Next
Brian.
Week at 11, tune in for the Jeff or Brian show.
Listen, this is not your show.
And it's not yours. It's time to move on.
Okay, wait. That's such crap because I'm sitting here saying, oh, it's not your show. You're like, you're right. It's not my show. But let's move
it's
on.
The
I decide
show.
To move on.
It's the
let's
listener's
move on.
Show.
It's the Joe and Jim show.
Do not want to be listening.
So, Jim, what's going on?
What do you think about that?
I'm sorry,
about
I can't
Kelly
make them lower without
Jeremy.
Making you lower, too.
I can do
guys.
That. I have that potential right here, actually.
Guys.
What?
I didn't even call to talk about Kelly.
Well, guess what? We've been talking to Kelly about Kelly for the past too long.
Can we talk about what I called to talk about?
What would that be?
I want to know what you guys
a
know
film.
About Cleveland, Ohio.
We don't care about Cleveland, Ohio.
No, I care about Cleveland, Ohio.
No, we don't care about Cleveland, Ohio.
I care about Cleveland,
we don't
Ohio.
Care about Kelly and Jeremy.
What do you... What are your thoughts about Cleveland, Ohio?
Oh, come on.
Are you putting them in the same room would be a bad
so
idea?
I want
to
know.
I'm not being rude to you.
I want
to
know about Cleveland, Ohio.
Brian,
that's
it's time to move on.
Well, you have
them
as a submixer.
No, just because you say it's time to move on doesn't mean it's time to move on.
Brian?
Yes.
No more talking to Don.
Let's play music.
Jeremy and Kelly or any of that other stuff. Okay? Okay?
All
I
right,
think
well,
that,
had,
might, I think
right,
that
well, we
might
to,
want to be dumped. And good night, Don. It's, let's play some music.
Log of the Starship Enterprise, Stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called...
Jeff and Brian.
I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
Oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of...
Talk shows.
...is gone. Long after three.
16-year-old listener is calling up.
Is gone.
Oh.
A little ditty.
Jeff and Brian.
Two American kids doing
best they can.
Yes, life indeed does go on, long after the thrill of talk shows is gone. It's time to conclude the best of Jeff and Brian by thanking first and foremost all the callers and listeners that made the show interesting, diverse, and entertaining. We also want to thank, for various contributions to this show, Yoko Bono, Paul B., Steve K., Holly S., Kristen C., Scott Kingsley, and Jim G., and for taping some shows for us, Amanda and DJ Al. WCDB would also like to extend a tip of the hat to Kenny and Kevin, whose voices are all over this program. The Jeff and Brian Show would not have been possible without the skills of Mike, DJ Al, Ron Bailey, and of course, Jeff and Brian, whose Sunday nights will never be the same. But then again, whose will? This is mediocre DJ Shem Joe, and I believe I speak for all concerned when I wish good luck to Mike and Paul, the future hosts of this show beginning in September. If you would like a tape copy of this program, you should have put a tape in your machine 2 hours ago, like we suggested. The Jeff and Brian Show is an Uchi Enterprises production.